be nice if we had a government that actually helped the American people, that actually strove to help the American economy. I mean, instead, all we have are a whole bunch of people that are so concerned about getting reelected that trumps everything, quite literally. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's good to have you here. I am Trish Regan. If you haven't subscribed to the full audio version of this podcast on Apple iTunes, where I am every single day, please do me that favor. Make sure you go to Apple iTunes. Portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than right now. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more. Again, it's legacypminvestments.com for more. Okay, we got inflation. We got tons of inflation. And you know what else we have? Even though they don't want to tell you this, even though they're trying to spin this one, you know, does it feel like a recession? Do you feel like you're in a recession? I would say most Americans would say it certainly feels pretty unpleasant. Well, we have now seen two negative quarters of growth, lack of growth, I should say, two quarters of decline. That is the textbook definition of a recession. And my expectation, unfortunately, is that it's going to get a whole lot worse. It's going to get worse because if you look at the tea leaves, if you look at the handwriting on the wall, or if you pay attention to what some of even the tech companies lately have been telling us, is that there is this slowdown going on, coupled with this inflation, coupled with the fact that the Federal Reserve is raising rates at a record high rate. Finally, all of this is going to have a real drag effect on the overall economy. So what do the brilliant people over in Washington, D.C. decide to do? I'll tell you this, any respect I had for Joe Manchin, I'm sorry, but like what happened? All right, what happened to the guy who seemed to care about not raising taxes at a time when the American people can't handle it? What happened to that? I mean, now he's like spend. I mean, this is money we don't have, guys. I mean, I hate to break it to you, but $30 trillion and counting, we don't have it. So explain the long-term economic fundamentals of this one. Well, you can't. It's just a bunch of politicians worried about November thinking, well, you know, hey, if we look like we're doing this, maybe we'll be forgiven. We don't want to give the Republicans any ammunition to say that they didn't do anything. Well, the whole idea, guys, is you're not supposed to do anything, okay? This is why private markets tend to work the best. When the government gets out of the way, then individuals can make proper decisions. The reason we're in this entire predicament is because the government way overstepped its bounds, so to speak. Quick mention, if you haven't already subscribed to AMAC, this is a wonderful organization that cares so much about inflation like I do, like you do. AMAC.us/Regan, my last name, that's the handle that you should go to, AMAC.us/Regan. And it's just $16 a year. You get all kinds of promos and all kinds of freebies, travel deals, advice about insurance carriers, cell phone carriers. I mean, you name it, it's all there for you. But most importantly, and this is why I wanted to flag it for you, most importantly, you're going to join forces with 2.4 million people at the Association for Mature American Citizens that care. They care about freedom and care about your opportunity to get ahead in this world. And so by combining efforts with them, you're helping to ensure that legislation that would be inflation inducing to the economy and therefore disastrous for everybody's future does not go through. And so it's a terrific group, terrific, terrific group. They're looking out for older Americans. Go to amac.us/Regan today. Sign up, renew, amac.us/Regan. All right, but back to what's actually happening here. So Joe Manchin comes along, big man on campus, and suddenly does a total reverse of everything that he's talked about before. I mean, there are pockets, I would say pockets of this plan that are okay. And I say that in a very narrow way, because I think that it was high time we got rid of the private equity tax loophole. You've heard me refer to that in the past. I think it's the fat cat tax loophole, where private equity fund managers would basically get a sweet, sweet deal in terms of not actually having to pay as much tax on the income that they make. And I never thought it was fair. I still don't think it's fair. And I think it's encouraging that they put that in there. But all this spending otherwise is going to cause some inflationary effects. Look, I mean, okay, so we're all for green energy. I think that we actually, most Americans, if you ask them, will say it's a good thing. We need to be as energy independent as we possibly can. But if you force feed it while simultaneously strangling the other industry, that's still going to be problematic. And by the way, it's not going to ensure that the best investment decisions are actually made, right? Like Solyndra comes to mind. I mean, you want private capital, individuals making decisions. Ultimately, that is the best way. And I get that, you know, government's there to lend a helping hand. But when you're talking about spending this much money at a time when we frankly do not have it, we don't have it, right? I mean, my guest on Friday, go back and listen to episode 131, season three, episode 131, the CEO of Legacy Precious Metals was making the case that, hey, if we keep this up, we are on a path to bankruptcy. In other words, it's not sustainable. And yet don't tell these lawmakers in Washington, D.C., because they think that they can just hand out money like it's candy, little treats. You know, we'll just give a little bit here, a little bit there. We'll pick the winners and the losers as opposed to the American public, as opposed to anybody else. I mean, government's going to control that. So you see the scenario that we're being set up for, and it's not a good one. In fact, we're now at risk for having a much deeper recession because all the wrong things are happening together. I mean, they're raising taxes while they're raising rates. I mean, tell me if that one makes sense. You're going to raise rates over at the Fed while raising taxes. And you want to slow down? You're going to get it, guys. You're going to get a big one. And this recession that maybe could have been a little blip is going to become something much bigger because you have too many cooks in the kitchen interfering, meddling in ways that are simply not healthy. This is the one big takeaway. We're in a recession and it's getting worse. And the reason it's getting worse is thanks to Washington, D.C. This whole group, bunch of Democrats, that, by the way, I'm going to share this with you. According to my friends over at the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, great, great group, some brilliant economists over there. Anyway, they put on a note showing all the times that Democrats have told us they did not want to raise taxes. In their own words, Barack Obama saying, quote, the last thing you want to do is to raise taxes in the middle of a recession. That was in August 2009. Then you had Janet Yellen. The tax increase likely would have been a headwind strong enough to blow the U.S. back into recession. She was talking about this in 2013. And of course, Manchin saying, back in 2010, this comes from, I don't think during a time of recession, you mess with any of the taxes or increase any taxes. And of course, here we are. But apparently this is not a recession, right? Don't forget. You know, there's a whole lingo thing going on. Words are just whatever you want to make them, right? Doesn't matter. We're not in a recession. How can you say we're in a recession? We have to wait for the National, you know, Economic Bureau of Research to come out and tell us that 2 years after the fact. As I keep saying, the good news with that group is by the time they figure it out, we'll hopefully already be out. We'll hopefully already have some change in leadership, and we will hopefully have some better policies being enacted in this economy. Do me this favor. Make sure that you subscribe to the full audio version of the podcast on Apple iTunes. I'm also there on Spotify. And make sure you subscribe to the channel, whether you're watching on Rumble, on YouTube, or on Facebook. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.